Arapatakiwa has worked for Te Papa, a national museum of New Zealand, well, for over a decade and a half. And I thought it would be neat to just lock arms or link arms with Arapata and talk about some of the exhibits that are on at Te Papa, but also as we build into 2024, perhaps some of the interesting kaupapa surfacing there as well. But what we do know is that dinosaurs are featuring, and Patagonia also featuring. So mums and dads, if you're taking the whānau through the capital over the summer, you might want to have a look at this interesting exhibition which Arapata is going to talk about with us today. E ho, nei rā te mihi, kia ora and hoki mai. It's great to have you again on Pāke Waha. A warm welcome to you, Arapata.
Morena, te aunga mihi nui ki kia koe me kia koutou katoa.
Kia ora te wātu. Obviously, we've got the kaupapa waka, which is still going on. That's an that's an interesting kaupapa that's been at Te Papa now for a number of years. How's that sort of stacked up as far as popularity is concerned? And what have been some of the major kaupapa through 2023 that the people have enjoyed at Te Papa, Arapata?
Yeah, I think here kaupapa waka is, you know, it's something which speaks to us not only in our past, but important to our present and future. And we're quite excited, actually. I mean, having the exhibition that first opened at Te Kōngahu and an opportunity to work with the navigators there with Stan Conrad and Hoturua Kerr and Jack Thatcher and that to update the exhibition around our voyaging waka that and our relationship that we've had with Heke Nuku Mai, with Hector Busby over the years. And yeah, look, that's been great. When if you go on level 4, you'll see the strong kaupapa waka focus, and that continues there too. Our team has been working with the voyaging waka navigators there in terms of programming about, you know, what we can do to really support and support that kaupapa going forward. But Yeah, I like going over there because it actually speaks to our history. And I mean, you go in there and you just sort of see a waka. You're surrounded by waka, and you know, it takes you back to the past. But it actually sort of grounds you in the here and now about this is actually us. This is actually speaks to us and our identity.
Tēnā koe. I was there a few months ago and had a couple of hours to kill, so I did go, and I really enjoyed the wahine artists who had used sort of plastic from the transport industry to create this amazing sail. It was huge. I wonder if that's still there.
Yes. Look, the Mataaho Collective there, if you come in there, we have one part of the exhibition has been closed, but you'll see the takapo there. It's beautiful. And when you go through there, it's you'll see it on the ceiling there. It's the takapo, like the kahu, it's just wonderful. And you know, just the size, and then you'll get a sense. And I think it's one of the I love going up there because when you go underneath it, you feel, you know, you just really connect to it. And it's not only the patterns, but the scale of the works.
It's an amazing experience too. And I have spoken with some of the artists, these four wahine, work independently and come together for the odd show or project, but it certainly it celebrates all of their connectedness, doesn't it? And that's an amazing piece. How long is it going to be there for, Arapata?
Well, no, it's going to close next year. I should have that date already, but I'm pretty sure it's February, March next year. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was privileged when the Oceania exhibition opened at the Royal Academy in London, and there was, you know, you saw their work right centre stage when you came through that exhibition, and just the power and the mana of that work, and it's a testament to the those wonderful artists. But you know, it's it just sort of speaks to sort of like, wow, and the creativity of our that we have to express our culture is just so powerful.
Ka pai. Dinosaurs are always popular with our tamariki Māori kids too. So speak with us, please, about the new exhibition which is opening in a week or so.
Yeah. Look, I'm not an expert in dinosaurs by all means, but look, we're quite excited. It comes from the Paleontology Museum in Patagonia in Argentina. So it's a very, very large exhibition. And, you know, when you look, when you think about dinosaurs, you're thinking 230 million years in the making, if you like, you know. So it's very, very old. It's of the past. And part of this exhibition there, we have one of the largest dinosaurs ever to walk the planet, and that'll be in the middle of the exhibition. It's very family-friendly, and you'll get a sense of all the history of dinosaurs. Also, you'll see there it has a bit of a Māori dimension as part of that. So Maunga Taniwha from we've been working with various iwi, including Ngāti Pāho, Wera of Mohaka, and really just sort of because there were dinosaurs and found in the area, so it's an opportunity for the iwi to speak about the importance of those areas and so forth. So we do have fossils and plant fossils that were collected from various parts of Aotearoa, which is important really, just sort of that, you know, within this exhibition we know that, you know, dinosaurs were part of Aotearoa. They have a sort of a kindred association of that with that Jurassic and Cretaceous periods there. So it's all I can say is come along. Just the sheer scale will be breathtaking, and I've seen seen parts of the exhibition and the planning there, and it's going to look fantastic. And I think if the whānau and our family will be just excited to see that, and you know, not only to learn more about it, but our team have been very conscious in terms of the learning, if you like, the insights in terms of the exhibition and just presenting that in a way which can really connect to our manuhiri.
Well, thanks for sharing some kōrero. It opens on the 16th. It's called Ngā Taniwha or Lūpapa, Dinosaurs of Patagonia. It's been put together with Te Papa and Museo Paleontologico of Argentina. Hey, great catching up with you, Whananga. Thanks very much again for spending some time with us. And all the best with the maki into 2024. You've been there a long time. You're becoming fossilised yourself there, brother.
Yeah. We've got an exciting time for next year, you know, with the a lot of things happening with research and exhibitions and repatriation. So, just watch the space, and we look forward to next year.
Tēnā koe. Nice catching up with you again. Thanks so much.
All right. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. Arapatakiwai.